Good morning, John Glenn. It's good to be with you on this great feast. St. Therese is one of my favorites. And, you know, I worked as the director of the Apostleship of Prayer for 14 years, from 2003 to 2017. And she is the co-patron of the Apostleship of Prayer because when she was 12 years old, she joined. She officially enrolled. We have a facsimile, a copy of her enrollment form. And I can't help thinking that what has come to be known as the little way, her way of complete trust in God, her way of offering her whole day and everything that is part of it, the things that seem so insignificant in God's hands become great because we offer them to God. I think that little way of St. Therese, she learned through the Apostleship of Prayer and the daily offering that we pray every day here on Relevant Radio, but I hope all our listeners, even when they're not listening and praying with us on Relevant Radio, that they make the morning offering part of their daily lives as a way of following the example of St. Therese and making sure that every moment of their life is offered back to God as a gift to Him for His service. So St. Therese is a great example to all of us and of the power of prayer, because as she said, she was going to spend heaven doing good on earth, and she has been one of the most powerful saints of the 20th century, now beginning the 21st century. She has continued to shower roses upon the earth, and I thought it would be good to hear if any of our listeners have received a rose from St. Therese as a sign of a prayer that had been answered.
888-914-9149 on this feast day of St. Therese. Did you ever pray to her? Did you receive that rose as a sign that your prayer was being answered? I'd like to hear your stories with Father James Kubicki this morning at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Later on today, you can check out the podcast of our program. Earlier this morning, we had a young man who is a Catholic musician. His name is Jacob Rudd. He was studying for the priesthood, but also at a critical time in that study as to whether or not that was for him or the married life was for him. So he asked for St. Therese to intercede to send him a rose. He did indeed get a rose at the same time his future wife, who was considering becoming a nun, was going through the same thing. She receives that rose as well. The next day they meet. They're married. They've got two children. Third on the way, and he's a very talented musician. In fact, he's written a song called Roses from his latest album, which is called Prayer. What's the name of the album? I just lost my train of thought. I forgot what it was. It's Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry. So there it is.
And that's from Padre Pio. Pray, hope, and don't worry. Yeah. That's a wonderful story. You know, the story I have is a good friend of mine, a Jesuit priest by the name of Father John Hatcher. We were cutting wood out in South Dakota, and he was experiencing chest pains, and he was in the midst of a heart attack. And I drove 90 miles, probably 90 miles an hour, to get him to a hospital because we were in the middle of nowhere. And shortly thereafter, one of the Irish priests of the diocese, he had come from Ireland and was serving in the Diocese of Rapid City, came and prayed over him and prayed with a relic of St. Therese that he would be okay, that he would survive this. And the very next day, one of our good friends, Phyllis DeCorey, a Native American woman who was director of the Office of Native Concerns in the Rapid City Diocese, showed up just out of the blue with a white rose to put in his hospital room. And we all took that as a sign of St. Therese's powerful intercession, because he survived that heart attack at the age of 50, and now he's 75 years old, doing great work, serving the church in other ways.
Wow, that's great. On this feast day of St. Therese of Lisieux, have you ever prayed to her and received a rose as a sign that your prayer was answered? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Barb is in Winfield, Illinois. Barb, good morning.
Good morning, John. Yes, I received a rose yesterday. It was so meaningful because I've been doing Pray More Novenas online, and I've been praying the St. Teresa Novena. And yesterday was a big day for our family. Our little granddaughter, who just turned 7, has gone through 4 rounds of chemo. And yesterday was the surgery to remove anything that was on her tailbone where the tumor was. And we had so many people praying across this country for her. And I went to church, and I was in the church praying, and came out afterwards, and there had been a funeral at the other part of the church. And the funeral director came up to me, says, "Oh, would you like a rose?" I guess, I don't know where it had come from, and because the people had all left. And I said, "Sure, thanks." And I got in my car, and I went about my day, and, you know, my husband and I were just praying and everything. And at 5 o'clock that afternoon, we got a call from our son that everything went better than expected for Clara, and that she was in recovery, you know. And I didn't think about it, went to my swim class, was driving home, listening to Relevant Radio, and they talked about the rose and on the radio. And I thought, oh my God, I got a rose today. Someone gave me a rose. And then I had the answer. I had the rose before even the answer came. And I've just got that rose by my Virgin Mary here. And I'm just so touched and just so humbled by God and for St. Teresa for listening and for God to heal our little granddaughter.
Mm, Barb, what a beautiful story. As you're telling it, I get kind of chills just listening to that, because, you know, it's a great witness to us that we need to pray with faith and to trust, and that God is present and active and miracles can happen. And praise God for Clara and her surgery, her successful surgery, and everything looks good. That's a great answer to a prayer. Thank you, Barb.
Barb, thank you. We'll pray for Clara today, and I'll remember her when I receive Eucharist today at Mass. So we'll pray for Clara, and let us know how she's doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Barb. 888-914-9149 on this feast day of the Little Flower. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, we're talking about your devotion to St. Thérèse. And did you ever pray to her and receive a rose as a sign that your prayer was being answered? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. A big picture question on St. Thérèse, Father Kubicki. Her Holiness received with great enthusiasm not only us as Catholics, but outside the Catholic Church, outside of Christianity. How do you account for that? What is it about her?
Well, I think, again, that she is such an example of a humble person, God working through her and working in the lives of other people. You know, she in her lifetime was not really noted for her sanctity. Her sisters, of course, recognized it, but the rest of the sisters in her community did not, and they wondered, what are they going to say about her in her obituary when she died at the age of 24? But it was through her autobiography, The Story of a Soul, that people became aware of her. And I think there were many non-Catholics, many others who heard about this autobiography and said, I got to find out more about this young sister that everybody's talking about and that people are saying miracles are happening through. And so out of curiosity, they read about her and then perhaps they feel drawn to say, well, I wonder if this is true, and maybe ask for St. Thérèse's intercession, because she prayed for missionaries and the missions. And so her deepest desire was the desire of God himself, that everyone come to know God's love revealed in Jesus, accept that love and be saved. And so I think many people were drawn to her out of curiosity, and later became people who believed in God's power at work through the Catholic Church and through the intercession of St. Thérèse.
With Father James Kubicki this morning, we're talking about your devotion to St. Thérèse today on her feast day, and if you've ever prayed to her and received a rose as a sign that your prayer was being answered. Mary Ann is in Wheaton, Illinois this morning. Mary Ann, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. Receive a rose?
No, I didn't receive a rose, but I received a sign, and I'll tell you about it. My daughter was getting married 26 years ago, and I was concerned, and I had prayed a novena. My sisters and I, we used to get together every first Saturday to pray the rosary for priests. And we happened to be in my sister's church in Palatine, Illinois, St. Therese Little Flower. And I went up to the front of the church because there was a banner and I wanted to read it. This was at the end of my novena. And the banner said, "And the two shall become one." And there was a rose, it was roses, it was St. Teresa's banner. And I thought, well, that's the answer to my prayer. And they've been married for 26 years. They have three children.
Oh, beautiful story, Marianne.
It's my story.
Thank you so much. And beautiful banner. That's what Jesus said, that the two shall be one flesh, not separate. And so it's a great example to us, too, that St. Therese responds to these prayers in different ways. And it's, I think, no coincidence that it was in that church of St. Therese in Palatine, where I've been. I gave a talk there on Divine Mercy Sunday a couple of years ago. And it's a beautiful church. I encourage all our listeners that if you ever come across a church dedicated to St. Therese, please go inside, offer a prayer to her, and ask for her help, and that she intercede that our world come to know Jesus in a deeper way.